The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, so release yesterday from FanDuel that basically if you do not have access on whatever system you have, and I don't know which ones, whatever streaming or cable provider you have or Dish Network or whatever it is, if you don't have FanDuel, you can now pay $6.99 to get any single game. Or you can pay $19.99 a month. But if you're not, you know, was that not available before? I think it was probably available before, but now they're just making single games available, which seems like an awfully high price for single games. If you're not willing to pay $19.99 a month, which if I heard Costa, he mentioned this to us in the office this morning, that if it's December, there are 22 Red Wing and Piston games combined. So $19.99 a month is less than a dollar a game. So it, financially speaking, if you are choosing not to pay $19.99 a month, where it's less than a dollar a game, why would you choose to pay $6.99 a month? And I guess the only reason, and I have a suspicion, I'll get to that in a minute, but the only reason is to do it is because you seriously are like, okay, I want to just watch this game. I have to see the Pistons play Wembanyama. I have to see this Red Wing Chicago game. Like Patrick Kane's return to Chicago, which was a big deal last year, you know. But I don't know how many people will take him up on this option. Because if you're not going to pay less than a dollar a game, why would you pay $7 a game?
Well, right. I guess the fear is that it goes away from cable altogether and becomes this thing, right?
Yeah.
And that everybody decides to do that, and then it just basically what ends up happening is it ends up shifting to another big outlet like a Hulu or a YouTube TV. They'll strike a deal with them that is more beneficial than Comcast when they feel the time is right. And that time could be right once if Comcast subscriptions go down. If less people start cutting the cord and going to these other streaming services, well, then it might behoove them to say, well, we're going to hook up with them. And then now you're going to have to pay through and it'll end up being a streaming service instead. And I don't know where the money is, where it makes more sense. I like convenience. And that's why I stay with, for me, this is what works for me. I stay with Xfinity because I enjoy the freedom of being able to go channel to channel without having to, you know, go into a third party or whatever and have to wait a minute for the app to load in and all this. And then you may or may not have issues with lag time and stuff. And if I wanted to go back to another game, then I don't have to wait another minute to get out of the app and all that stuff. So it's, for me, it makes more sense. But I am concerned that this could be going away. That this might be, we could be seeing the beginning of the end of cable freedom, if you will.
Let's go to Sam. You're on 97 on the ticket. Hi, Sam.
Hey, what's up, guys? I agree with both of you. I have the NBA app. I was trying to watch the Pistons game, but I couldn't because it was on Bally's, and I'm not paying for Bally's. I have like 7 or 8 different streaming services. Now, I don't have kids, but each one's like $15-$20. After a while, it starts to add up. It's the future is just there's going to be no more cable, and you're going to have to pay to watch everything. The only subscription I care about is Netflix, because this Friday, the Tyson-Paul fight is on Netflix Live. And it's just too many streaming services, these money-hungry people. I don't like it.
No, I don't like it either. But
I think Comcast don't they have some kind of deal where you can combine Netflix and a couple of others, Disney Plus and ESPN Plus or something like that.
Hulu and Disney Plus have a deal together. It's like $15, but then Netflix is raising their price, so now that's like $27. The NBA app, I got NFL. Each one of those are like $20-$25. So it just adds up. I'm not saying I can't afford it.
No, you're right. But it does add up. It becomes ridiculous when you start to look at it.
Yeah, they just invent new streaming apps for, to get money out of people. Eventually, you're going to have to pay to watch the Lions game.
Well, here's my question. So are you canceling Netflix after this fight?
Yes.
Okay.
They're raising the prices.
Okay.
I think the prices, the new basic plan, I think it's going to be like $28, I saw. And when I started, it was like $11. And it's ridiculous now because
it's
really good to watch on there.
Okay, thank you, Sam. Appreciate it. 248-539-9797, phone calls and feedback. I have a suspicion, okay, that this is going to get tied in to some sort of gambling deal. Because the name of this new network here in Detroit is FanDuel. And I don't know this to be a fact. Obviously, I do FanDuel live reads. But could you see a future where bet this game, get this game?
Yeah. I could. Sure.
Make a minimum wager on this game and you will get it. You'll get the game free. Does that sound like something that may happen?
Wouldn't surprise me.
That's what I'm kind of wondering, if this is setting that up. Bet this game, get this game. From Kyle at work. No, I will not be buying anything that's pay-per-view. These companies and their undying need for unlimited revenue is crazy. They are bleeding us dry. I hate it too. I hate it. I hate it. Okay. And it's gotten wildly confusing too. I mean, you really have to be dialed in on what you're, because I've tried other options. I've tried some streaming stuff and I realized that it's not worth it. And I've several times gone back to cable. We did it for our place up north. But Kyle's at work. Kyle, you sent us this text. Kyle, what is your work? And does your work turn down what they think is potential profit? Because I don't want to call your business greedy. But isn't every business almost by definition greedy because they're trying to maximize profits? I'm not taking up their side necessarily.
Well, I mean, there's a difference between a nonprofit business and a for-profit
exactly.
business.
Noah says, I think the next step behind FanDuel is bet X dollars tonight, Red Wing game, and get a code to watch it for free. There you go, Noah, the bet this game, get this game theory. I have YouTube TV and haven't had local NBA and MLB for years. When those are bad, which they have been, I don't miss them one bit. No, but look, they're announcing this it starts December 5th. If the Tigers have a big offseason, which is something that can be debated, whether they will or they won't, I mean, are you going to pay for opening day? Are you going to pay for Tiger games? They get off to a hot start. Because he's kind of right. Right now, neither of these teams feel particularly championship caliber. Our two winter sports teams, the Pistons and the Red Wings. So it's kind of easy to pass on them. But.
Well, it's also hard to really kind of envision until we have to face it. Because right now, it's a different situation. Right now, it's the situation is solved from what happened over the summer. And we're able to watch the Red Wings and the Pistons without an interruption. We're looking forward to the Tigers in the spring without any interruption.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.